when you go down the hill, if it literally the ground was seepy and the water running out much, that wouldn't be long until they had to cut up. Couldn't get through there. They'd bog down, stick and everything. Get out and cut them another road around it and go on. Now you find old road cut across this place in old different ways.
Yeah.
Everybody cut them a new road, everybody. Then the oil boom got in here, and I'm telling you about the bubbles up here. And it's hauling all the freight out of Midland through that way. First started out there on the 4-up team, you know. Then here they come out with them dang caterpillars with 2 8-wheel, sometimes 3 8-wheel wagons tied behind that thing. And you can hear that thing thumping 4 miles before it got here. Don't, Yeah, one of them things coming down. So now man, they flat over the ground. They really cut it up. But then we had the brother, he had two of these big old solid tied 3.5-ton trucks. They had big old wire ties on the back end, about that wide, two of them, on the right side of the side. Go across the bridge, but he's across there. You went across that little bit there and it done that about twice. Through it you'd go.
Through the bridge?
Yeah. And tear that bridge all to pieces. So we had them hauling up there. And I was hauling logs down below Minden down there, driving an old 3.5-ton truck for the sawmill folks down there. I told them about this job up here. I said, I can take that truck up there and make you $50 a day with it up there.
Yeah.
I said, well, if you want to carry it up there, you just take it up and start. So I brought it up here. The sawmill being kind of slow, doesn't it? I brought it up here and I'd make a trip a day. And if I made two trips, we carried 2 8-inch joints of pipe on it. And if we made two trips a day, well, we got $104. I'd get right at $4 a day too, driving that truck.
Right at what?
$4.
That was big money?
Oh yeah, man, that big money then. Sure.
Money was?
I worked for the oil company for a long time up there, down Bullard by around, you know, here in Gillard. She doing it, and they paid, well, I finally went to El Dorado and worked a while up there. They paid us, we were getting $2 a day in our bowl. Man, that big money, place to sleep, you know. Had the bunk I was sleeping in. So after that, we pulled up, I pulled up to come back home. I didn't stay up there no time with it.
Yeah, up in El Dorado?
Yeah. I thought Florence, you were talking about somebody. I don't know whether Jim would tell him anything or not, but Jim Gilforth down there.
That's an old homestead, just like
that. Old boy down there, and he's a cattle farmer, and he used to grow lots of crops in there. And I don't know whether he's still growing any corn and beans and cotton now or not. But he had up to a few years ago. But he's a big cow farmer. And he has him a sale every year there on his place. He's got him a barn built, steel barn, and then he got it fixed so he can handle all his cows. And he runs his cows through there every year of what he wants to sell. And he has a big sale.
Now he'll be a good one to talk to because he was born and raised there.
If he'd sit down and talk for you.
I don't know where he sat still. I'm
long. I don't believe he would.
That's Jim.
Wait, is that in El Dorado?
No, we're talking about it, Tallulah. You talk about somebody to talk to. And he'd be a good one if he stopped long enough to talk with you.
Yeah. Okay.